and welcome. It's our number one of the podcast. And you know, I am such a big media influencer that there's no way I would actually work on Thanksgiving. Are you kidding me? I'm much too important in the pantheon of radio to work unless I am not. And we have original audio content for you, 4 hours, but this is our number one. This hour, we discuss the Ravens. Now, they're not playing on Thanksgiving night, but a lot of chatter about Lamar Jackson. Should John Harbaugh and the Ravens be worried about the play of Lamar Jackson? The Baltimore passing offense ranked 31st out of 32 teams. Only the Jets, who aren't even trying, are worse. We discuss that and more right now. Here it is in our number one.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Ben Maller Show podcast. It's me, Ben. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Ben Maller Show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. One NFL star now being pointed at as the bad guy when he had been the good guy leading in. Welcome in a special Thanksgiving edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of Fox Sports Radio as we filibuster all night long, emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, also known as the Geico FSR Studios. I hope you're well. I've been getting reports from Brigadier Generals in the Maller Militia that many of you have been pre-gaming, warming up for the big Thanksgiving show. So is that really making it any different than any other night? Probably not. Probably not. Later on, we'll say hello to the gang that's here, the Thanksgiving crew. We've got the Don, Bo the Show, and the Butcher. Sounds like a bad 1980s movie. But no, it'll be good. It'll be good. And if it's not good, we'll blame people because, you know, that's what we do. Anyway, so Trouble in Paradise, that is our lead this hour. It comes from the NFL. Now, it's about the Ravens. The Ravens were supposed to play the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thanksgiving night. Tonight, they were supposed to play that game. Much to the consternation of Pittsburgh, that game has been shifted for COVID reasons to Sunday afternoon. So out of an abundance of caution, remember, you can literally do anything you want if you say abundance of caution. Anything. In 2020, you can say literally anything you could come up with if you say abundance of caution. How can you disagree with that? All right, so anyway, the NFL's all over the map on these decisions, and we're not going to rant about this, but you know, I go back to the 49ers. We praised the NFL for having the 49ers play. It was a shorthanded game. They played like dog crap against the Packers with a bunch of backups. However, we're like, okay, the Ravens, in this case, they were given a stay of execution. The NFL is making this up as they go, and they're cherry-picking depending on the situation. But the Niners had a short week, just like the Ravens. They had a bunch of COVID cases and a bunch of guys that were injured and all that. And the NFL's like, go out and play. Shut up and play. This time, well, I'm surprised. I am genuinely surprised. That was a big night for NBC. That was a huge rating that game would have gotten. Massive ratings on television. And the NFL is beholden to their television overlords, but they said no. They canceled the game. So, not canceled, they postponed it to Sunday. So, there's really not much to add on that. The NFL is just helter-skelter when it comes to these kind of decisions. The story, though, that got my dandruff, that interests me here, is the play of the reigning MVP. Now, we have touched on this in general terms, and I've done some monologues off and on about Lamar Jackson. All right, Lamar Jackson. You know where I'm going with this? From Casablanca to Skid Row. And obviously that's an exaggeration, but the Ravens are 6-4. And outside right now, looking at the playoffs. They're not in the playoffs. They're not with the cool kids that are in the playoffs. They're the eighth seed in the AFC, which means you do not get in the postseason. There's a lot of finger pointing going on. And if you've listened to me over the years, I love palace intrigue. I love a good rumor. I like palace intrigue. I love low-hanging fruit. And when these things all combine forces and form Voltron, we got a good one. We got a good one. So let us discuss the question, should John Harbaugh's Ravens be concerned about the performance of Lamar Jackson and his apparent downgrade among his skill set as a dominator in the NFL? So my answer, if you ask me, should John Harbaugh be concerned about Lamar Jackson? Does the sun rise in the east? Would be the way I would respond to that. So I've got the Autobahn, Big Lebowski, and Yoda. And we will combine all of these things together. Now, first of all, it is no longer early in the NFL season. So the argument with a lot of these teams, the first four games, first five, six games, well, it's early. It's early. Well, it's the old Yogi Berra line. It's getting late early. It's not early anymore at all. We're getting long in the tooth here in the 2020 NFL season. Lamar Jackson, it's called like it is here, right? Call a spade a spade. He has been a flop. His encore performance after a dominating, taking the NFL by storm performance has not been good. You know, it's like seeing a Broadway play and you nail it the first time, and then the second show of the night, you're stumbling and bumbling and all that. And now keep in mind, many people were skeptical of Lamar coming into the NFL. I'm not going to sit here and say I wasn't. I was. We killed him. We said he was a gadget and a gimmick guy, and then he made me look like a donkey over and over again. He was hitting on all cylinders and all that. But we had geniuses in sports media predicting that the Ravens were going to go 16-0 and Lamar Jackson was going to win another MVP award. And instead, as we pointed out, they are in a dogfight. Arf, arf. They're in a dogfight to even make the playoffs. In large part because Lamar Jackson has folded like a cheap lawn chair at the beach in the summer. And it's fallen apart. And he appears all of a sudden to be baffled quite often by opposing defenses. Something that never happened until the playoffs last year. And Jackson, he was playing at warp speed in 2019. And now, a lot of the time, he is spitting in the wind. You know, instead of driving at that warp speed on the Autobahn, he is now stuck in gridlock rush hour traffic, which no one wants to be in, right? Who is, I want to be in gridlock rush hour traffic. Nobody wants to be in that. One of the perks of doing the overnight show is I never have to deal with that. All right, now secondly, Lamar Jackson. How can you sum up his season in one word to this particular point? You know what the word is? Boondoggle. It has been a boondoggle. He has taken one step forward, two steps back. Now, what is my evidence? All right, let's go to the numbers. Now, Lamar Jackson's stats are down across the board. Now, that's not the only way you judge people, but it's the main way. And Lamar Jackson's stats are doing the limbo. How low can you go? His completion percentage ranks 27th this season. He's the 27th ranked quarterback in terms of accuracy. He was 15th last season, so he's down 12 slots. Last year, he picked up a first down on 40.2% of his passes. This year, it's down about 4, actually exactly 4%. So that's gone down. That's not a huge decline. He's averaging 57.5 yards, Lamar is, rushing per game. The most significant collapse, if you will, is in those numbers. He is down from 80.4 yards per game in 2019. All right, that is a big-time decline, and this is with only a slight change in how many times he's been carrying the football. It's almost a 30% decline in rushing yards per game year to year. But wait, there's more. Every good late-night infomercial, but wait, there's more. So the Raven passing offense is ranked 31st. Now, the NFL only has 31 teams. You think they have 32, but the Jets aren't competing. They're trying to lose every game. And the Jets are the only team that is worse than the Ravens at matriculating the ball down the field, throwing the ball. Only the Jets are worse. It's as the dude said in the Big Lebowski, strikes and gutters, ups and downs, my man, ups and downs. And the question must be asked, is this Lamar Jackson regression to the mean, and this is who Lamar is going to be, and he overachieved last year, and now he's not underachieving, this is just who he is. And the spinoff question is this the new normal? We don't know that. We won't know that for sure until 2021, but the arrow is pointing down. All right, the arrow is pointing down, and teams have the book. They've got the good book on how to stop Lamar. He wants to throw in the middle of the field, and when forced to throw outside the numbers, he is one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. He is a mere mortal at that. And if you are able to take away, not everyone's able to do it, but if you're able to take away the security blanket of tight end Mark Andrews and Hollywood Brown, then you have effectively handcuffed the Baltimore offense. You've done it. Now, again, we won't know until next season 100%. If he comes out and plays like this again, Lamar, next season, then you're like, oh, boy. But it's definitely, if you're John Harbaugh, you have to be like, wait a minute. This is our guy. This is our, we're putting everything into the Lamar Jackson cart. You should. The guy won the MVP, and now he's going to play like this. You're going to have a nervous breakdown because this has been a crash and burn situation. All right, last point. So the jock sniffers amongst us, there are many of them that do these sports radio shows, many of them that work in sports media, the fanboys, rah, rah. They're there to offer emotional support to Lamar Jackson. Now they are, right? And they're like, well, it's not his fault. They're pointing fingers all around. It's Greg Roman, the offensive coordinator, a very convenient fall guy. The only problem with that is Greg Roman was the offensive coordinator last year when Lamar Jackson looked like a cheat code in a video game. So it hasn't exactly changed. Another convenient fall guy, injuries. And that doesn't really work because you're going to tell me that Lamar Jackson is only a supernova when the Ravens are a healthy team. Because that's not going to be a sustainable formula. The injury rate in the NFL is 100%. So good luck on that. And just all these excuses, which as we learned when we were kids, excuses are just lies wrapped up in reasons, right? Like, look, I understand Lamar is trying hard, right? And it's not his fault. People love to put, it's not his fault. Those that say this deserve bloody knuckles. He's trying. It's not his fault. See, this is something I picked up watching Star Wars from Yoda. Do or do not, the great Yoda said, there is no try. Do or do not, right? There is no try. Either do or you don't. And right now, Lamar is in the don't category of getting it done. Again, the Ravens passing offense is ranked 31st in the NFL. Lamar's efficiency running per game, yards per game, has declined almost 30%. What more do you need to know? The Ravens are not a playoff team right now. Now, the broader question is, well, are they going to make the playoffs? Do they have a workable schedule? They're in the wrong conference for this. If they were in the NFC, I'd say, of course, they're going to be fine. There's nothing to worry about. But they happen to be in the AFC, and we're going to assume the position that they're going to lose to Pittsburgh eventually going to play on the weekend on Sunday. And so we'll say they lose that game. That gets them to 6-5. Now, the good news for Lamar and the Ravens is they have the hostess schedule. They have the hostess schedule. They've got ding-dongs, cupcakes, apple pies, all of that. All the stuff that'll give you diabetes. They've got it all lined up there, right? All of it. After Pittsburgh, they got a bad Cowboy team. Now, that's a game you could lose because the Cowboys, their defense has got guys back now. But you figure you win that game because it's in Maryland. Then you go play the Browns. The Browns are actually a good team this year, although not against better opponents. And the opening game of the season, Baltimore beat Cleveland 38-6 to start the year. And then after that, the Ravens have Jacksonville, the Giants, and the Bengals at the end. So they still have, when you look at the schedule, four games they will definitely be favored in. And then a fifth at Cleveland, where it'll either probably be a pick'em or a very small line. Cleveland at that time, depending how they do the next couple of weeks, could actually be favored in that game. So, you know, is 10 wins going to be enough to get you in the playoffs? Because if say they win all those and they lose the one to the Browns, which seems unlikely. But let's say they do. If you're 10-6, are you a playoff team? In the AFC, it does not appear to be the case this year. Now, in the NFC, you would say, yes, that is the reality. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. That is the reality. I'm all choked up. That's the reality of this show. So, and how about Don here? Sound effect-free monologue here. He does not believe in playing any sound effects. We will take your phone calls here, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, if you want to be part of the festivities. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. That's at Ben Maller. It's Thanksgiving. We're hanging out here having a marginal time. It's a live show. This is not on tape. I should have come in and taped this, although parts of the show are on tape. Parts of the show on tape. We'll reveal that coming up a little bit later. Policing the lawless world of the Twittersphere. That's right. Policing the lawless world of the Twittersphere. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There is nothing more powerful than the unified voice of the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show by following Big Ben,
Daddy,
at Ben Maller. You can follow me, Brian Fenley, in for the voice of reason, Eddie Garcia. I'm on Twitter at Brian Fenley. You can give us some free time and some feedback as well. Now let's get back to the man who every day insists on sending me good morning texts. It's Big Ben.
I want to thank Brian, by the way. He came in and taped everything tonight. He's pretending like he's actually here, which is pretty good. He stayed up on Twitter. I don't know why he just didn't stay here and do the show, but he, for some reason, decided that he would, you know, tape everything and go to bed because it's Thanksgiving, and it's odd that he would do that. So policing the lawless world of the Twittersphere. What is that all about? We're gonna get to that coming up in a couple minutes, but first of all, the Maller Militia signing in. Joe in San Antonio says, I heard your opening monologue. It was great. I love your show. Thank you for working on Thanksgiving when everyone else is taking the day off. Well, you're welcome, Joe. It's very kind. It's the nicest thing you've ever said, Joe. I do appreciate that. Usually you're a douche, but that was pretty nice. Mr. Luciano writes in, says, A-plus monologue. The Ravens will find a way to choke and not make the playoffs. Big Rig Rob says, good evening, Ben and crew. I was totally prepared to give you an A grade for the monologue. And then I realized it was so good you compensated for Brian Finley. And so I gave you an A plus. Well, thank you, Big Rig Rob. Very kind of you to give me an A plus. Terry in England says a B grade, Ben, a jumbled and mixed monologue. COVID, Lamar, and the clown and the playoffs. There you go. It's not jumbled at all. I mentioned the fact the Ravens aren't playing on Thanksgiving night and then moved into full attack. The cannons were pointed at Lamar Jackson. Just Josh in Cincinnati says, I am fully blaming corporate Garcia for no night game on Thursday night. How salty do you think he's got? No Steelers to watch. And he doesn't really get all that upset about anything, so I don't think he'll be too worked up. Robin Vegas writes in, says, solid opening monologue. I didn't hear any of it, but that's irrelevant. There you go. I see Brian Finley is finally off of house arrest. You try to be a good friend, but sometimes you just can't get through to people. No means no, Brian. Remember that next time. Happy Turkey Day. Well, unfortunately, Rob, Brian's not here to defend himself because it's just the way it is. He's on tape. It's unfortunate. The burner account writes in, says, good monologue, Benjamin, but how about we have some fun tonight on the Thanksgiving edition of the Maller Show, a radio roast of Finley. Unleash the militia. Ready, set, go. No, listen. First, he's not even here, so it would be unfair to do that. So what are we doing here? Double O Mexican says 8 out of 10 on the monologue. Another example how the NFL picks and chooses which games to postpone. And like they care. If this was the only game on Thursday, they would have made them play the game. It's a fair point. They did screw over NBC. I saw NBC is going to still televise the game, which is going to be odd because they just do those night games on Sunday. But their Tirico was supposed to do the game Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, with Collinsworth. I do not believe Collinsworth will be able to do both that game and the Bear-Packer game, which is the Sunday night game. So I'm not sure. I'll look it up. I have not seen who they're bringing in. They should have the NBC Peacock sit with Tirico and call the game. Now that would be different. All right, let's go to the phones and former caller of the year. Let's welcome in the one and only from New York City. Give it up for Real Talk. Boom, 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 boom.
Real Talk in the house. With the Real Talk Corner.
I got headphones on. You're going to give me a headache. Okay? I got headphones on. You're going to give me a headache. How dare you?
If you can see the vein popping in my forehead right now, you'd love that, Ben. What's up? Happy Thanksgiving to you, Big Ben.
Well, very kind of you. Real Talk. Now, this is your last Thanksgiving before the spawn of Real Talk, Little Talk, pops out, which is very exciting. So exciting.
Yes. Baby God. Talk is on the way. Bad news, Ben. My wife has ditched her skinny jeans, and she's switched to her yoga pants. Her baby bump is kind of showing. You know, she's kind of bummed, but she loves her Lululemon, so I'm a good husband. I bought her some, you know what I'm saying?
Now, my experience is that women usually love the baby bump and love to show it off, so...
But, you know, she put on, like, a little weight. It happens, so I'm not going to bust her balls about it, you know what I'm saying?
But Ben, how long are you going to give her after the kid is born before you become a douche? Like, how long after?
She's got one week to get it all back.
Well, that's reasonable. That's reasonable, sure. Yeah, you know, why not have the kid and have some, like, liposuction at the same time? Two for one, you know.
Get a bridge fat ass, you know. But, Ben, I see you got a bunch of new people there. You got Bo. And you got Finley, and who's the dude with the sound effects?
We got the Don. That's right. Don is in here.
Oh my God. So many new people, Ben. You know, Ben. You know what? We got to do a little band of people, but since there's so many new people, Ben, I'll let you pick who should be the person we put on the band of people hot seat, because there's so many new heads in there, man. It's hard to pick.
Well, I've worked with Bo before, Bo the show. I've worked with him. I've worked with Finley. Finley's not here, by the way. He's on tape, so you can't really ask him questions. So I guess Don? That leaves the Don. I believe the Don. We've got to learn about the Don.
Yeah. All right, Ben. So for those who don't know how Ben the people work, I'm going to ask Ben some particular questions about a person in the room. Ben gives the answer in regards to how he thinks he would answer, and that person gets a chance to respond or retort. So, Ben Maller, are you ready to play a quick round of Ben and the People Edition?
The only thing better than Thanksgiving turkey is hearing this. All right, Hello? Go ahead. What's question number one? Go ahead. Here we go.
All right. Okay, question number one. We're going to say the under or over at 7 days. Okay, how many days has it been since you think Donald's had sex?
I don't know. I think I've only met Don a few times in passing. I don't think so. Uh-huh. I have no idea. I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. What was the question in the last week?
More or less than 7 days.
I'll take the under on that. Take the under.
Okay, Donald.
That is correct.
Yeah, Don's a stud, man. Come on, please.
He's
shoving away the women. Please, come on.
Good for you, Donald. Question number two. Okay, with the way that the Washington Redskins have changed their name, do you think Donald feels that the Cleveland Indians should change their name and team logo?
I don't know the answer. I'm going to say no, but I don't know. I have not asked him, so I'm going to go no on that.
What do you think, Donald? Should they change their name, the Indians?
I actually like you, but if they feel it's necessary, do your thing.
Now, stick to your guns, Don. Come on. All right, that's two. We're two in. He says he likes the logo. So
okay.
Yeah.
Question number three.
Green Day
or Weezer?
Oh, Green Day or Weezer. Can I go none of the above?
Come on, he's got like one or the other.
No, I can't.
Come
go, on, I'll go Green Day.
Wrong. Weezer for
Weezer?
Sure.
Really? Oh,
Weezer for
crap.
Sure. What was that Damn. Song? The Beverly Hills?
Yeah, come on. You got...
What a way to begin the Thanksgiving fiesta.
But I love it.
Policing the lawless Twitter sphere. Raider quarterback Derek Carr. You see this story? I saw this. I got a kick out of it. So Derek Carr got quizzed by some Raider reporter for The Athletic behind a paywall. The reporter who covers the Raiders asked Derek Carr an interesting question. Why did you block me? Apparently Carr blocked this reporter on Twitter. And then Carr gave this long rant about how the reporter probably said something silly. And you probably said something crazy. And Carr said that he mutes and blocks people all the time.
Hey.
He says, you maybe didn't even say it about me, Carr said. You maybe said it about one of my best friends, man. And so I'm sorry, Carr said, that it come to that or come to this. But if you want to go and have lunch, we can have lunch from 6 feet distance with masks on, all the protocols. You know, I'm not trying to get in trouble with the city again, meaning Vegas, he said. Then he continued his diatribe about social media. Derek Carr, the Raider quarterback, had a great year this year. Played way over his skis here for the Raiders so far and was matching Patrick Mahomes blow for blow in the game over the weekend. And pretty good game, pretty good game. Anyway, he says, Derek Carr continues. So we can do that, but I block, man. Some of you all probably got blocked on here too, but we're still friends, you know, the Raider quarterback said. I just don't want to read the negativity, man. I don't want someone to tweet it or come at. I don't want to see it. So it's nothing personal. There you go. All right, so a couple things here. A, if, and this is quoting Derek Carr, I don't want to read the negativity, man. What are you doing? All Twitter is douchebags that have nothing good to say. That's all it is. That's why the platform exists. It's a-hole after a-hole that have all of the answers to all of life's problems, and they believe you're, whatever you are, whoever you are, you're the king of the douches. You're the douche nozzle, right? You're Mama Luke. So that's A. And then B, like I've blocked a few people, but I try to avoid it. You have to go high crimes and misdemeanors to get blocked by me. And there's a list of people that I have blocked. Usually they, you know, threatening type stuff, that kind of thing. But I do love the mute button. I think that the way to go to police the lawless world of the Twitter sphere, the way to do it is to just mute. Because A, the person doesn't get the satisfaction of knowing that you have done something against them. When you're muted, you don't know who's muted you and who hasn't muted you. You have no idea. So it's like the silent assassin when you do that. And when you block someone, when that's your move, they know. And, you know, listen, I've been blocked by plenty of people. Deshaun Watson of the Texans. He's a softy, Mr. Softy. Ndamukong Suh. Yeah, Ndamukong Suh's another one. Now, and I take all these, Geno Smith of all people, he blocked me years ago. I've been blocked by Ben Roethlisberger, but he's blocked everyone. So I didn't even say anything about Roethlisberger and he blocked me. And you remember all the people that block you. The greatest of all time, if you're new to the show, we had a running for multiple years. The never-ending war with William Shatner. And somebody paid a lot of money to get me unblocked. But I'm going to tell you right now, many of the foot soldiers in the Maller militia are still blocked. They were casualties in the cyber warfare
Wow.
that we had. And these people love it. Listen, I've heard it's the crowning achievement. And one of the greatest nights we've ever had, and I don't remember the exact night, but William Shatner was on a flight to Germany. So he was up while we were on the air flying all night on a red eye to Germany. And it was like a block party. He kept blocking members of the Maller militia. And he was so, like, he didn't know how to use Twitter and all that. Shatner. And so Bill Shatner, TV's Captain Kirk back in the day and did all those other TV shows over the years. He started accidentally following, like, the overnight security guard protecting the apartment building and the guy making the donuts. And, like, all these random people were getting followed by Bill Shatner because William Shatner was trying to block people and he was hitting the wrong button, and it was hilarious. I was getting reports from the front line. It was awesome. Man, was that fun. That was awesome. Anyway, so that's my little two cents on Life and Times on Twitter. Life and Times on Twitter. All right, time now for the Who Am I game. We will take some more calls, I promise. I see you big name callers on hold. Here's the Who Am I game. So Matthew Stafford is set to make his 10th Thanksgiving Day start today. Lions are shorthanded. A couple of receivers, Danny Amendola out. Galladay is out as well. But Matthew Stafford will tie Troy Aikman for the most Thanksgiving starts in NFL history. Stafford is 4-5, and if the Lions do not beat the Texans today, he will have the most Thanksgiving losses all by himself among any quarterback in the history of Thanksgiving football. Only Troy Aikman and blank have also currently lost 5 starts on Thanksgiving. Again, Matthew Stafford's going to make his 10th Thanksgiving start today. He's 4-5. He's currently tied for the most losses on Thanksgiving. He can set the record today. He's tied with Troy Aikman and blank. Fill in the blank. That is the Who Am I, the answer. And we're also going to have the NFL Pick'em, by the way. How about that? That's right. I forgot about that. We can do the... Well, actually, no, we can't because there's no game. Scratch that because there's no game. I thought we were going to have 3 games. We're not. So we'll scratch the pick'em. But we'll have the Who Am I game, the answer, next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Skunks, porcupines, owls are all nocturnal. None of them can support our show on social media, so we need your help. Simply like The Ben Maller Show on Facebook, also Instagram, at Ben Maller on Fox. You can contribute content to weekly features such as Ask Ben, Lame Jokes, and more. Let's get back to the show with Big Ben, a man who has more baseball caps than strands of hair on his head.
I want to thank Brian for taping earlier.
And, this is not taped. Checking 1, 2. This is not taped.
Well, that was clear. He messed up on the tape there. But I do want to thank him for coming in and taping earlier. I hope he's having a good Thanksgiving. So here's the Who Am I game. Matthew Stafford. He is set to make his 10th Thanksgiving start. Think of that. America's been blessed to watch Matthew Stafford play 10 Thanksgiving games by the end of the day. I'll be sleeping right through this Lions game, as most people in Detroit have done for the Lions forever and ever. Anyway, Matthew Stafford's going to make his 10th Thanksgiving start today, which will tie Troy Aikman for the most in the history of the Thanksgiving games. Of course, the Cowboys and Lions have been playing their staples. They've added a third game the last 15 years, not this week. Stafford's 4-5, and should the Lions not beat the Texans, he would have the most losses on Thanksgiving in the history of pro football. Only Troy Aikman and blank have lost 5 games as of right now. That is the question. What is the answer? And the answer is coming in. Charlie Batch, guessed by Chris in Des Moines. Michael in San Francisco. He's staring at the Golden Gate. He says Peyton Royce is the correct answer. Double O Mexican says the Micro Machine Guy. Rob in Vegas checks in with Big Daddy Cool Diesel. Al Bundy from Patrick as his answer. Rod is going with Sarah Fuller. Rod is like freaking out here because Vanderbilt may have a female kicker. He's losing his mind. Calm down. It's okay. You haven't watched a Vanderbilt football game in your entire life, so you're not going to start now. So it's okay. It's going to be okay. And Vanderbilt, listen, they played a lot of men playing football, and they've sucked, so maybe the women will be better at football for Vanderbilt. Let's give them a shot. Anyway, all right, who else do we have? Let's see, Page down. Joe Theismann from the Raider Freak. Phil Sims tossed out by just Josh. Eric Hipple from Jay in Florida. Joe Turkey Jones, guessed by Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. All the regulars are out. Blake Snell. Bro, I'm risking my life! From Robbie the Mariner fan. Page down. Mr. Wonderful says, I want to beat this Brian Finley guy up and take his lunch money. Well, get in line, Mr. Wonderful. I mean, at least a lot of people got rich stealing his lunch money back in San Diego when he was growing up. Who else do we have? Frank in L.A. is going, Charlie Batch. Scott Mitchell, guest by Jason in Denver. Christina in Spokane is going with Eric Cartman as his answer. Gary Danielson, tossed out by Hojo. That's his guest. Joey Harrington, former Fox Sports Radio employee from Greg in Iowa. David in Seattle says it's the Macy's Parade underdog balloon. That is the correct answer. That's very, very timely. Very timely to bring that up. But the correct answer, I would ask Brian Finley, but he's not here.
Hello?
So I don't know. Maybe he taped an answer. What did he tape?
Yeah, so my answer, it's very wordy, your question, but once I finally understood it, it took me 27 times to understand what you were saying.
I know you're not that smart, so it takes you a little while. Yeah. You know, you're a little slow. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. You know, you took the short bus over here.
Yeah, the answer is the best hair restoration specialist east of the 405.
All right, the correct answer is Bart Starr. Bart Starr, you get all the way back to Bart Starr with the Green Bay Packers. Bart Starr, 2-5-1 in his career on Thanksgiving. Matthew Stafford, again, he's 4-5. He'll be 4-6. That will be the all-time record for losses if the Lions lose today. And we're going to handicap the games later, but everyone's betting on the Texans. That scares me. When the public's all over one side, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? We should look at the other side. Let's go back to the phones, and I believe we have a special appearance by Skeeter in Montana. I believe he is checking in. Hello, Skeeter.
Hello, Mr. Maller. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To you and all of yours, and I hope the people that are off are listening, and I just want to say hi.
Well, thank you, Skeeter. You know, this is a big night. Right now, the big turkey is flying around, dropping off the cranberries and the mashed potatoes and the stuffing to all the houses. And going house by house there. And if you've been naughty, like Weed Man, you get nothing. But everyone else gets some food. So,
I'm going to a special place. There'll be three of us for a beautiful day of football.
Daddy.
Up and up on turkey and good. Then falling asleep.
Well, that's the way you should do it. That's doing Thanksgiving right there. You're hitting all the staples, Skeeter.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you, Skeeter. All right, there's our guy, Skeeter. We're going to have that big banana cream pie party. We're going to have that. You set that up, but unfortunately, you set that up and we didn't do it right away. And then this thing happened that shut a lot of stuff down. Because of that thing that happened, we will have to push back the plan there. Push it back. Push it back now.